Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I wanted to share a quick FMT on the Parsha, but also share some ideas about the recent events in Eretz Yisrael. At the end of Parshas Bamidbar and in the beginning of Parshas Naso, the Torah tells us how each time Bnei Yisrael traveled in the wilderness, the Levim had to pack up the entire Mishkan. The Torah gives very detailed instructions as to the order of what gets packed up when, who carries what, how to pack up different kelim, etc., etc. One of the steps of the packing of the Mishkan found at the end of Parshas Bamidbar relates to the packing up of the outer Mizbeach. The Torah says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that Aaron and his sons packed up the outer copper Mizbeach, v'dishnu es ha-Mizbeach. They took away the ashes from the Mizbeach, ufarsu alav beged argaman, and after they cleaned the ashes, they placed on it a purple cloth. And that's how the outer copper Mizbeach was packed up before Bnei Yisrael traveled in the wilderness. However, we must ask the following question. The Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, tells us, it's in Vayikra, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Eish tamid tukar al Mizbeach lo sichbeh. A fire must be kept burning constantly on the Mizbeach. It cannot be extinguished. So how could the Torah tell Aaron and his sons to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach and cover it with a cloth that would extinguish the fire? And the Torah said, Eish tamid tukar al Mizbeach lo sichbeh. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on the Pasuk in Bamidbar, based on a Yerushalmi in Maseches Yoma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav. The Yerushalmi there says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that miraculously the fire did not die out. It was a heavenly fire that descended from heaven, and it did not go out even after it was covered. Rashi continues and says that the cloth itself did not catch fire because they placed a metal cover on top of the fire. It's called a psachter. They placed this metal cover on top of the fire. And that's how the Yerushalmi and Rashi explain how the fire on the Mizbeach didn't go out when Bnei Yisrael traveled in the wilderness. Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavne, looks at this Rashi and this Yerushalmi in his Sefer Midarkei HaParsha on Parshas Bamidbar, and he says the following beautiful idea. I think this idea is critical when we think about what's going on now in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. Says Rav Greenberg, even in very challenging times, even when Bnei Yisrael is wandering on a journey that is thrust upon us, the pogroms or the massacres or the expulsions or the Holocaust or the painful, heart-rending wars in Eretz Yisrael, throughout all these journeys, there is always a godly fire that burns within us. Regardless of the pain and the suffering and the existential anxiety that we as a nation feel constantly, that divine fire cannot be extinguished. Lo sichbeh. Rav Greenberg quotes Rav Hanan Porat, who died in 2011. Rav Porat was an Israeli Rav and a leader of the Gush Emunim movement. He, as a child in 1948, was evacuated from Kfar Etzion. He was also an Israeli paratrooper who served during the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. He was among the troops that captured Har HaBayit in 1967. And Rav Greenberg quotes Rav Porat in Rav Porat's Sefer on the Chumash Me'at Min Ha'or on Parshas Bamidbar, beginning on page 17, and says Rav Porat, that fire, it cannot be extinguished even during painful, challenging times. That fire is the same fire that appeared in the burning bush that Moshe saw when he was a shepherd in Midian. And it's the same fire that we saw together at Har Sinai when the Torah was given. And it's the same inextinguishable and irrepressible fire that blazed in the hearts of Jews throughout the ages, who were Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in fire, from Avram Avinu, to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, to Rabbi Hanina ben Trajon, all the way to those murdered in Auschwitz. They were all thrown into fires, Rachman Litzlan. But it was the fire of Eish Tamid Tukar al Mizbeach. It was that fire in their hearts and souls that could not and will not be extinguished. And it is that indestructible fire that we draw from now, even as we are under fire here in Eretz Yisrael all day, every day. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enable all Jews to live safely and securely in our homeland, and that He enable all soldiers and security forces to return to their homes safely. And we daven that all Jews, wherever they are, gain strength from the divine fires that radiate in us and from us. Have a good Yontif, and Emir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will keep all of Bnei Yisrael, wherever we are, safe and secure.